Praise the Lord, radio listeners. Call your neighbors and tell a friend that Old Landmark Holiness Church is on the air. Welcome to Old Landmark Holiness Church, True Gospel Broadcast. Our address is 2903 Ramsey Avenue, Dallas, Texas 75216. Our phone number is 214-942-5904. You may also reach us via email at olhcministry@outlook.com or on the web at www.olhcministry.com. You owe it to yourself to join us for one of our services. Our service nights are Tuesday and Friday nights at 7:30 p.m., Sunday school at 9:45 a.m., and 11 a.m. worship. During the broadcast, if you need prayer, please call 214-384-6178. And now, let us open up our ears and hearts to the Word of God from our pastor, Charles E. Hill II.
Second Chronicles, we're going to begin reading 2 Chronicles 7 and 12. When you get there, say amen. It said, the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people which are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. 15 said, now mine eyes shall be open and mine ears attend unto the prayer that is made in this place. Hallelujah. He said, for now I have chosen and sanctified this house. Listen to what God is saying. That my name may be there forever. And my eyes and my heart shall be there perpetually. And I look at what verse 17 says. And as for thee, now God is speaking with King Solomon. He's saying, as for thee, if thou wilt walk before me as David, thy father walked. So I'm understanding that here when if God is saying to the son, for the son to walk before God as the father walked, it to me is telling me that God was pleased with the way the father walked. And do according to all that I have commanded thee and shall observe my statutes and my judgments. Listen to what the Lord is saying. Now what's happening in this is a beautiful chapter. The house, amen, that David wanted to build. David wanted to build God a house. Oh my God. He wanted to build God a temple. He had it in his heart that's what he wanted to do. He had purpose in his heart that, Lord, I want to build you a house that you can dwell in. And now, but David is going on because God let David know, David, you can't build me a house. He said, because you got blood on your hands. He let David know, my God. He said, David, he said, you're a man of war. And you got blood on your hands. So you're not going to be able to build me a house. Nevertheless, but God continued the legacy of David, the king, through the son, King Solomon. And notice what God is saying to Solomon. in 17. As for thee, if thou wilt walk before me. You know, I took this. Do you know I took this one personal? I took 17 personal. He said, as for thee, if thou wilt walk before me, as David thy father walked, and do according to all that I have commanded thee, and shall observe my statutes and my judgments. You see that? You know what the Lord is telling Solomon? If you just stay with the word, like your father stayed with the word. Listen at what 18 say God to do. Then will I establish the throne of thy kingdom according as I have covenant with David thy father, saying, there shall not fail a man to be ruler in Israel. But I also took verse 19 personal. He said, but if you turn away and forsake my statutes and my commandments, which I have set before you, and shall go and serve other gods and worship them. Listen to what he's saying. I took this personal. I'm going to tell you how I took it personal here in a second. Then will I pluck them up by the roots out of my land, which I have given them, and this house which I, listen to what God said, have sanctified for my name, will I cast out of my sight, and will make it to be a proverb and byword among all nations. And I took 21 personal. And this house, which is high. Y'all hear that? Y'all hear what God did to the house? This house, which is high, shall be an astonishment to everyone that passeth by it, so that he shall say, why hath the Lord done thus unto this house, unto this land, and unto this house? And 22 gave us the answer. And it shall be answered, because they forsook the Lord God of their fathers. Hallelujah. Which brought them forth out of the land of Egypt, and laid hold on other gods, and worshiped them, and served them. Therefore hath he brought evil upon them. Now may the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word tonight. And I want to talk on the amen words tonight, because they forsook the Lord. And if we go back and begin to look at the first verse of this chapter, amen, you can do it on your own time when you get time. The word says that Solomon offered God. He brought in the best, amen, to be offered to God in the form of sacrifice. And the word says that the temple of God, God consumed that offering by fire. And the word says, and the glory of God came into the temple. So much so that the priest couldn't even go in. I'm going to tell you something. When God's glory filled the temple, my God, let me tell you something. It ain't no reason why we need to change anything we're doing. When we're seeing the glory of God, it ain't no reason to change nothing. When you see God saving and filling with the Holy Ghost. And when you're seeing miracles happen in the church, it ain't no reason. You're seeing devils being cast out and God, the lame walk and the dumb talk. It ain't no reason for God to, for the minister. That's why God let Solomon know, unless you walk like your father walked, this house, he was saying, is going to be plucked up. I looked at that word. I said, Lord, if I don't do what you say, he'll pluck it up. And sometimes we wonder, what's done went wrong? And Solomon did the same thing. He began to serve strange, oh Lord. He began to bring in all these different wives and all these different concubines Solomon had. And God had already warned Solomon, said, look, if unless you walk like your father David walked. Amen. And what the Lord was saying is just do it like dad did it. Do it as your father did it. It's no reason for a son need to come on the scene trying to establish his own legacy. When we ought to already, we've already been established. Holiness been around for a long time. It ain't no reason for me to come in and telling y'all, look here, God doing something new in holiness now. How many know that's right tonight? Well, we got to stay with what God moving, and God move in a sanctified church. I don't care what nobody say about it, amen. God ain't moving in nothing but in the sanctification and holiness. They can call themselves whatever they want to call themselves. But God moved in the house that was sanctified. That temple that, amen, Solomon dedicated to the Lord, amen, God came in and the glory of God filled that temple. And God will do the same right here. Amen. But that's why, amen, he said, follow all my statutes. He said, follow all my statutes and judgments. You know, right there, that's telling me what needs to be done. If the preacher don't preach, the people are going to forsake the Lord. And that's why, amen, if you look on the lines of because they forsook the Lord. Money looked better than the Lord look now. Amen. Money, the love of it, is the root of all evil. It's rooted heavy in the church. Yes, it is too. Now the church don't do nothing without money. The church don't open the doors without money. Amen. I say shame on us tonight. It's sad that we don't do nothing, amen, without, amen, money. We can't have a brotherhood meeting without money. That's why I said because they forsook the Lord. People would rather have their lipstick.
Thank you for listening to Old Landmark Holiness Church, True Gospel Broadcast. Tune in again next Monday at 10:15 a.m. You can join us for one of our services Tuesday and Friday night at 7:30 p.m. Sunday morning prayer at 9 a.m. Sunday school at 9:45 a.m. and Sunday morning worship at 11 a.m. Our address is 2903 Ramsey Avenue, Dallas, Texas, 75216. Our phone number is 214-942-5904. For prayer, you may call 214-384-6178. Our pastor is Pastor Charles E. Hill II. And until next time, may God bless you and keep you.